Black students, faculty, and community members are celebrating the impact of the University of Florida's first Black students. UF installed a historical marker near Bryan Hall about its history with racism and integration. The marker tells the story of four people, including Virgil Hawkins, a Black man who was denied entry into UF's law school. After being rejected from UF based on his race, Hawkins was part of an NAACP lawsuit against the University of Florida. The suit reached the Supreme Court in 1956, where it was ruled that UF could not legally deny Black students admission. Hawkins' great-nephew, Michael Doctor, says Hawkins paved the way for Black students like himself.
I got here in 1973 on his shoulders. I was a freshman in Talbert Hall, so he paved the way.
UF President Kent Fox says he hopes that this is a reminder to non-Black students about the university's history with marginalized people.
For the rest of us, it really is important to know that history, that this university did not always have students that were Black, students of color, did not always have women, and it wasn't long ago.
According to Fox, this is only one of the first of the university's steps towards making the campus as diverse as the state of Florida itself. Sydney Dotson, WUFT News.